Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live and kind of depressed from Eggtoberfest 20. Were you two cackling people settle down over there? We're here at Eggtoberfest 2016, and the reason I'm slightly depressed is it's over. It's over already. And unfortunately, Chef Eric, we didn't get a chance to really go around and see everything because we were on the stage. It opened at 10. We went on the stage at 10:30, and we got out of there at 3, and they shut the eggs down at 3, so it's kind of rough.
I am a little tired. I came in on red eye, so I actually haven't slept technically in about 36 hours or so. So I'm ready to go find my house somehow, crawl in bed. But this was a great, great Eggtoberfest. Probably one of the best I've seen. Really well organized, comfortable flow. Everyone was making great food. And really, if the demo stage is where we spent all of our time, we had some great talent up on those demo stages. And my tent, and I looked over and saw yours as well, both packed the entire time, standing room only around the tent. So that was great.
Everybody had a tremendously great time. And I know that, I got to say, probably the person that got the most excitement, and people came up afterwards and said, oh, my God, he was amazing, was Master Butcher Mark Pauvert. That guy rocks the world. He's got that beautiful French accent. He's fun. He's playful, which, got to tell you, most French chefs, most French masters are not. They're very stiff and straightforward. Chef Mark Pauvert, I mean, the guy actually rocked the house. People were riveted to what he was saying, and that was the star for my stage.
I think that Rusty Bowers from Pine Street Market really was at the root of a lot of the successful dishes today at mine. And again, such a great guy, but he actually provided these pork chops for Ray Lampe, who was doing a pork chop dish. Let me tell you, I've never seen pork chops like these. The pig was actually harvested on Wednesday, and here we are on Saturday, and we're having these amazing pork chops. He also provided some of the pork for Thomas and Jenny Frolich, who are the couple from Sweden.
Actually, aren't they fantastic?
Yeah, I mean, they're nicest people. He's actually from Germany, hence the name Frolich, which is a German name. But he met her in Sweden, and I can't quite blame him for sticking around Sweden after that.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm not saying that.
All right, well, I'll tell you also, barbecue pitmaster Matt Pittman was on our stage, and he brought over the tomahawk ribeye that he reverse seared, and it was about 2 inches thick. And, oh, my God, of course, I had to make sure that I sampled before anybody else because that's the kind of respect I have for my audience. I want to make sure they don't get anything.
Well, you know, let me ask you this. The tomahawk, there's the bone, right? Who got the bone?
I told a gentleman, the first one to show me a Ben Franklin got the bone. So a guy showed me a picture of Ben Franklin. I took it. I gave it to him. What are you looking at me like that for?
You can't sell the samples. Did you eat it?
You ate it, didn't you?
No.
I think you did.
Ben Franklin got it. But let's get a different perspective. Let's get a lady who has really become an egghead since about the middle of May, and she has become an egghead with a vengeance. And that, of course, is our own dear and loving Francine Bryson, who, by the way, had a room with a balcony overlooking the lake, which I overlooked the asphalt.
Well, it is what it is, darling.
Celebrity.
Treat me like the princess.
And then real celebrity.
Yeah. That's the way I roll.
Well, what was your impression of your? I mean, you've been to two Egg Fest.
Yeah.
This is a Mac Daddy. There's nothing to compare it. What did you think?
Food's amazing. I tasted everything from a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich to a little pig on a stick, the food's amazing. I don't think there's anything out there I tasted that I didn't like. It was great. The crowds were great. Everybody's nice. Everybody's friendly. The food was awesome. I'm glad I wore my stretchy britches. I'm full. It was awesome. It was great. And honestly, I cannot wait for another one. Seriously, cannot wait to come back and do another one. I'm ready to get to cooking.
I'm telling you, it really does. It's infectious, isn't it?
It is. There's something about the vibe and all these eggheads, and everybody is like, hey, I run out of this if you got this. And da, da, da. the camaraderie between the Eggers is just phenomenal. It's freaking phenomenal. So just use one of my words.
Now, I'd like to know, were you successful in totally eliminating democracy and stacking the ballots for Big Green Craig to win the People's Choice? Do we know yet?
Well, when I set my mind to do something, I do it.
Is that really?
We'll see what the outcome is. No, I mean, the poor thing, the wind took his whole tent. So they were cooking in the sun. They didn't have a tent for half the day. So, I mean, but they're still at it. He was like, yeah, we got lost our tent, but we're still cooking. And that's just the kind of guy he is. That's why I'm just fangirling over him like crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you. It was. But I got over it because I have that kind of heart. Well, that's pretty embarrassing. But as a matter of fact, while we were interviewing Big Green Craig, what happened?
Well, Big Green Craig is now part of the first inaugural country cooking cruise. So all those barbecue heads out there that follow him get to cruise with him for 7 days in the Caribbean. And I'm telling you, if you don't follow Big Green Craig, you actually are missing out. The man is phenomenal. He does things with meat. And stuff on a grill, it makes me weak in the knees. As a barbecue buff and a cooker and an egghead, it makes me weak.
And a champion.
Oh, yeah, and a champion cooker. I mean, it makes me more weak in the knees.
250 championships. I have 251.
He's a legend in his own mind. you gotta love Chef Eric.
I do. I'll tell you what, for a year, we've been together over 7 years now, and it's been absolutely fantastic. And, I mean, we have been to some amazing places but Eggtoberfest at this particular – I got to say, we only do three Eggtoberfests a year for a reason, because we want to go to the best ones. We want to pick the ones that really make an impact. Hiawassee for the medium to large, Corbin for the small – and by God, I hope they keep it small. And Eggtoberfest as the Mac Daddy. We've really picked the three. And I got to tell you, this year, the way the layout was with the demo stage, I thought was great, Chef Eric.
The next trip, though, the next one we have to do is the Flavor Fair that they do in Rotterdam, Holland. That would be nice.
I have a passport.
I have a passport, too.
I have a passport ready to go.
There we go.
I understand it's right next to an area that has a lot of red lights in the window. I don't know if this is true, but...
That's his second job. How do you think he can afford to fly across country?
Changing the bulbs? I don't know. But anyway, no, I heard about that, and Artie and Ronnie mentioned it in the opening interview. They're doing almost 3,000 people over there now.
That's amazing. I mean, for it to build like it has in Europe, especially actually, if you look, and we talked a little bit about this with Artie, but if you look at the restaurants that are actually using the egg in the restaurant.
More in Europe than here. Yeah. And it's shocking.
Well, I think part of it is also fire rules and fire suppression rules, because they're actually, in general, putting them inside the restaurant in place of a range or whatever. And... I did talk to one young lady, Chef Suzanne from Buttermilk Kitchen in Buckhead, first one I had on the stage, and she actually had a Big Green Egg on the back patio. Got stolen.
See, that's just wrong. Well, that's shocking.
Yeah, because Buckhead's like the, I mean, don't you live in Buckhead? That's where all the stars in the upper echelon of Atlanta live?
No, the stars in the upper echelon of Atlanta have now moved up to Cumming, Georgia. Where?
That's where Hank Jr.'s from. No, he's from Cumming, Alabama. Where, never mind.
That's where Junior Samples is from.
BR549.
That's it.
You know, that was the number I used. The guys would pick me up in bars when I was younger, and they weren't smart enough to realize that belonged to Junior Samples. I'm like, I don't have time to mess with you.
Well, your sordid background is really not critical to Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Shows, but... I want you to know. No, I got to tell you, though, I thought this was a tremendous, I mean, the way they had the demo stages set up far enough apart where we didn't even know that each other was doing things. We had a tremendous amount of crowds, like, in the demo kitchens, like, area, like you said, Chef Eric, just standing room only. I did not get a chance to wander out in the crowd as much as we usually get to, because we had so many guests and so many celebrities that we had right there. I mean, what Chef Amanda has done with the Cordon Green, Artie Irani, of course, is, I mean, here's a guy who, he's probably the toughest interview in Atlanta. He does not like to be interviewed. He does not like to, because he doesn't want to. It's all about the egg.
But, you know, the whole time we were interviewing him, he had a smile on his face. He loves this so much. And he loves to see the happiness that people exhibit when they come to an egg fest. Again, it starts with just smelling the eggs fired up.
Happy. Exactly. Seriously, if that doesn't make you happy, then you're incapable of being happy.
Well, last night at the meet and greet, I took Francine in the back room where you weren't supposed to go, and
family show.
And we met Ed, and I had her meet Ed Fisher. And Ed Fisher is, I mean, you had a chance to meet the legend himself, and what a kind, considerate, and thoughtful man.
That's the only thing I can, kind, considerate, informative. He's so informative about this, and he's curious for information. What do you think? What do you feel? What do you want more? What do you think would be better? Or, you know, what do we need to work on? And that's pretty cool when you got somebody of his stance asking you questions like that. And I'm just like, I can't talk.
Well, you got a chance to meet the man that 99% of the people in the egghead community have never met up close and personal. And he is that special a guy, and that's why they put him in a cart, because they can't, I mean, he would be so exhausted because people want to touch him, talk to him, meet him, and it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I guess the best thing to say about 2016 is, Chef Eric, I got to say, I think it's been bigger, better, better than ever, but can you imagine what they're going to do for the 20th anniversary?
I think that's going to be hard to imagine, actually, at this point. They did such a great job this year. You know, even the music was great this year. This year, seriously, the whole time, they had great music playing. It was just a great environment. Really, they keep learning on the layout, how to do it better and better. So for the 20th anniversary, yeah, it's going to be big.
Well, you know, the thing is, and Artie, I think, summed it up best. He wants it to be the best experience, not just numbers and crowds and everything else. He wants the best experience. And I got to tell you, I don't know how you could have done it any better than what they did today. And he's going to put a limit on it. He does not want to be 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. I think you're going to see in the future it won't get any bigger, which means it's going to be harder and harder to get in.
Yeah, and you got to start early. I mean, you got to start looking on the website if you want to get a ticket just to attend, much less cook. And if you want to cook, you know, I'll tell you, the one thing I was a little disappointed with today and is some of the professional chefs actually closed down shop pretty early and took off. Meanwhile, the amateurs were out there, and they're still probably out there slinging it, busting their hump. And, you know, so I hope in the future some of the professional chefs that came, which is great. I'm glad they're here. But, you know, they've got a great story to tell, and, you know, they can maybe bring some more food. And
we don't need them because, quite frankly, the backyard chefs and the local people are bedazzling and beating the regular chefs hands down sometimes in some of the creativity and wonderful things. Well, that's it for another Eggtoberfest. So many people to thank. First and foremost, Ed Fisher. God bless him. What a great man. And, of course, to Artie Irani, Jody Fisher, Bob Atkinson, Jerry Stone, all the people that made it so easy for us. Jay, the manager of the retail center, of course, wonderful Amanda at Le Cordon Gris, all those people made it so absolutely fantastic for us. And, of course, we couldn't do it out without my partner and great friend, Chef Eric with a K. Holdo, and our special guest, Francine Bryson and Janice Brockmeyer. Janice,
Colonel Francine Bryson to you, sir.
Yeah, let's remind him of my
name. Yes. Well, I knew that colonelship would be. Yes, well, just remember, there is a light colonel and a heavy colonel. You light colonels, enjoy yourselves. That's all I got to say. Well, that's true. But compared to us, anything's pretty. Beauty. That's it. But also to our wonderful sponsors. We couldn't have done it without. Our engineer today was Karen. She stepped in and did a mighty job, and I thank her so very much. and to all of our wonderful guests, everybody that was on the show today. It was a very, very special show. We hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. And it's like we always like to say, it couldn't be done without our sponsors, Big Green Egg, Schumann Produce. If it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And of course, to our wonderful friends at Cutter Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world, and Whole Foods, where value matters. That's it. It's a wrap-up. But as always, remember our first responders and the people that are in our armed forces. They are the reasons we enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
And a special prayer goes out to all the folks who are in Florida, Georgia coast, South Carolina coast, and Haiti, Jamaica, all those places. Many people have died. It was a heck of a storm, but our prayers go out to all of you and to their families. Well, my friends, that wraps it up. It's 2016. Next time we talk to you from Oktoberfest, it'll be 2017 and the 20th anniversary. God bless y'all. God bless America. God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, AM 1160, the talk of the town, baby.